Kids say some pretty silly stuff. We could all use a little bit of silliness in our lives. I've been writing down some of the goofy, curious, and outrageous things my kids have been saying over the years. Each month, we'll analyze what they said and produce an original song based on their words. I'm Kevin, and these are songs my kids wrote. Hello and welcome to a very special Mother's Day edition of Songs My Kids Wrote. I'm here today with
Bennett
and
Darren.
Today we are celebrating Mommy once again. If you've been with us on Songs My Kids Wrote for a while, you know that this all started with Mother's Day songs that the boys would record starting way back in 2015, yes. And it's continued for years after that until the beginning of the pandemic. And that's when we started the podcast and had a different song each month. We've had to slow down recently because of our busy lives. And we're happy to be back with a new song for you this month. So, boys, can you talk a little bit about where the idea for this song came from?
Mommy tends to go to Kohl's sometimes. Or Kohl's sometimes sends Kohl's cash to us. I don't really know how she gets it. Sometimes we talk about Kohl's cash in front of her. I thought it would be kind of funny for us to make a song about Kohl's cash.
Kohl's cash was the beginning of the idea. Oftentimes in our songs, we talk about different silly things that mommy talks about, things that are very important to her and things that she likes, and just goofy things that sometimes we'll be silly about. Kohl's cash happened to be something for this year. Most years, the song is based on something that we've been listening to a lot. So a couple years ago, we based it on a song from Animal Crossing because we were playing that a lot. Last year, we based it on the iCarly theme song because we were watching a lot of iCarly.
So don't wake up, Mommy, let her sleep, and it's her special day.
This year, what did we decide on, Darren?
We don't talk about Bruno theme.
Because that's a song that we've been hearing a lot of recently, and it's very difficult to get it out of our heads. Talk a little bit about how you worked on the lyrics for this song, because unlike other songs my kids wrote, this time we didn't really talk about it beforehand. You guys just kind of jumped in and worked on it on your own. Darren, what do you remember about that process?
It took a lot of time.
What took a lot of time?
I'm writing the lyrics for it.
How did you do it? How did you get started, Bennett?
I made a Google Doc, and Daddy gave us a paper of the lyrics, and we, like, line by line, removed the lyrics from We Don't Talk About Bruno and replaced them with lyrics for our song.
Often they would go up to Bennett's room, and they would work on that quietly, writing down their lyrics about Kohl's cash, but also about how important Mommy is and all the great things that she does for her. So yes, it was silly, and we were poking a little bit of fun at about how important Kohl's cash is, but at the same time remembering how much we love Mommy. So we're very pleased to share with you this year's Mother's Day song, a parody of We Don't Talk About Bruno, originally written by Lin-Manuel Miranda for the movie Encanto. All music performed by me. That was a lot of work, stretched my limits of what I thought I was capable of doing as far as recording music. And of course, all lyrics, parody lyrics, written by Bennett and Darren and performed by Bennett and Darren. And a little bit by me because they told me that I had to. What would you say was your favorite part of this song?
I really liked coming up with, like, the different lyrics for it. Like, I Googled things that what you can do with Kohl's cash and tried to incorporate them into the song. And I thought it was kind of funny how I used actual, like, things you do with the Kohl's cash into the song.
He did a lot of research for this. Darren, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part was when I was singing the song that we made.
My favorite part is how you guys worked together so well and figured out how to redo this song with a new theme and make it fun. There are a lot of words in this song. And I was really worried about the end of the song with all those different melodies and counter melodies and everything. But you guys really nailed it. Originally, I was going to have you guys play some instruments, but just the effort that you put in, and you knew exactly what you were going to do when we sat down to record your vocal parts. It was just really impressive. So great job. We don't know when we're going to be back next. We do have a beginning of a song that Darren wrote, but we haven't had a chance to finish it yet. Hopefully we'll be back soon. Don't forget that you can purchase volumes 1 and 2 of Songs My Kids Wrote on the iTunes Music Store and wherever else you can buy your music. You can stream the podcast, of course, like, subscribe, and share this with anyone that you think might enjoy Songs My Kids Wrote. We now present to you the 2022 Mother's Day song My Kids Wrote.
We don't talk about Cole's cash.
We don't talk about Cole's cash. We don't talk about Cole's cash. But it's a random day.
It's a normal week.
We're going to the store. There wasn't a car on the road.
No cars were on the road.
We walk in with a confused face. You sing this verse, or am I?
I'm sorry. Go on.
Pongo says there is no sets.
What about that one?
It sadly is $100.
Well, that is not good.
But wait, there is Cole's cash.
What a beautiful day, but anyway.
Cole's cash saved our wallet. Yay, yay, yay. Cole's cash saved our wallet.
It is Mother's Day, let's celebrate. Mommy does so many things for us. I associate it with the sound of falling phones. We love Mommy and this is her day, so why don't we just let her relax? We can help out and just give her a hand. Do you understand?
7 days a week, she's making dinner. Then she has to help us with all sorts of things. Yeah, she does this stuff, but what does she love?
Hey!
Mommy loves her Cole's cash. Yes, she does. Mommy loves her Cole's cash.
She told me that Cole's cash is cool, and that's really it.
Yeah, yeah. She told me we would save a lot, and just like she said, save,
we bought
save.
We bought a Lego set with Cole's cash. Yes, that's what I said.
Yes, yes.
We love our mommy. That's what we said.
We were told that it is very nice, and mommy really likes it. We were told that you enter a 15-digit code and you spend it.
Oh man, we just need 10 more.
We were told that if you spend 50, you will get $10. I think that's a deal. It's like a
hey,
dream.
I want a
it's
penguin.
It's like a dream. It is almost a dream.
Cole's. Yeah, Cole's. How did you do it? How did you do it, Cole's?
Oh, Pongo, you've got a friend.
Time to play. 7 days a week.
It's
she's
a normal
making
week.
Dinner. And she has to help us with no cost. All sorts of things. She does the stuff
that you
what does she
face.
Love? Why did I spend all our Cole's cash?
Not a thing about Cole's
I never should have spent that Cole's cash.